Another thing that we missed here in Los Angeles while we were gone was the protests. When Trump spoke at this RNC meeting out in San Francisco, was actually a city, it was San Francisco, but it was inside San Francisco. Now, this happened when I was gone. I was watching this unfold on television, and I wish I had the microphone in front of me. And it was some of the most amazing footage I've ever seen. Because we are at a time now where protesters, I guess if you want to call them that, protesters, to me they're thugs, they're criminals. Listen, when you're jumping on police cars. Now, there were two things that involved criminal protesters. You had an event in Costa Mesa where Trump spoke to about 20,000 people, 25,000 people. I mean, the video, the aerial shot of the event was as if there was a football game going on. I mean, it was astonishing. It really was. It was astonishing. It was amazing. It was spectacular. It was spectacular. And while this was going on, you had the protesters, the thugs, the criminals, whatever you want to call them, beating up a police car, punching police, punching Trump supporters. I mean, creating anarchy. Something like 20, 25 people were arrested. And this is something that the left approves of. This is something the left approves of. They really do. Because if the roles were reversed, let's face it, if the roles were reversed, there would be outrage. There would be outrage like you've never, ever seen before. I mean, overwhelming outrage. To the point of probably crying on MSNBC, like literally crying. People like Van Jones. I mean, the guy cries when Prince dies. I mean, again, maybe they're best buddies. Maybe that was his boy. Whatever, but crying for Prince. If he cried for Prince, he would be crying if there were hundreds and hundreds of Republicans trying to storm a Hillary Clinton event and bash police cars' windows in and hold pinatas of Hillary Clinton up in the sky. And bash them, light the American flag on fire. I mean, you would literally have Van Jones and Sally calling. They'd be in tears. What's happening? I mean, they would cry. They would be outraged. They would demand the National Guard to come in. I mean, I can't even describe how outraged the left would be. But because it's a Republican and they're leftists, and they're the ones that are screaming at the Republicans, it's all good. It's all good because the Republicans' words. Imagine that. Words. Remember, we were always taught, sticks and stones will break my bones, but name will never hurt name. But now, all of a sudden, the words are causing these people to become violent. For these people to create anarchy. And because of that, it's fine. It's okay. And of course, CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NBC, they completely downplay when these protesters burn the American flag. Like, what the hell does that have to do with Donald Trump? Matter of fact, it actually didn't. They were Bernie Sanders supporters talking about capitalism and talking about the United States being part of this capitalistic society, and we must have socialism. And they're at a Trump rally, or they're at a Trump event, and the media, CNN, MSNBC, you know, the list goes on, are saying, look, this is because of Donald Trump. This is because of how? Donald Trump's not a socialist. The only socialist in this race is Bernie Sanders. When you see these protests, you have people holding up signs that say, down with capitalism. Socialism rules. I mean, those are Bernie Sanders people. Those are ideas that Bernie Sanders has put into these people's minds. But the CNNs and MSNBCs, they're saying, well, it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump was causing this, so it's all right. Words. Imagine words. 2016. Words cause violence. Words cause people to break. I mean, it's very similar to when things happen in Baltimore or over there in Cleveland. Something happens, whether it's a shooting or a verdict or whatever a group of people are told to be outraged over. Because remember, none of this is organic. None of this is an organic movement. No different than the Never Trump people is organic. It's not organic. Those are about 200 Republican establishment types. And out of the 200, half of them are on the radio or print media, internet media, or TV pundits. It's not organic. Etsy Cup is not organic. Dana Loesch is not organic. Adam Lamarno is not organic. Charles Krautheimer is not organic. They're part of a group. They're part of a Mean Girls Club. It's not organic. Just like all these protests, it's not organic. Something happens, a verdict, a shooting, whatever. It's not organic. It's not like Rocky running through the streets and all of a sudden people are, little kids are eating a grape. And they go, oh, let's follow Rocky. That's not what happens. It's basically a call to create havoc, create violence. You have professional agitators, professional thugs, professional criminals. So something happens, and a group organizes, because that's what they do. A lot of them are paid. I had this conversation with my 78-year-old dad. He goes, all the protesters are paid? I go, that's not what I mean. It's not what I mean. The group that organizes it are paid. Now, some of the protesters are paid, but not everyone. A lot of those people are just around for free stuff. Because if you break a store, you know, you bust out their windows, guess what? If you're tagging along for the ride, you're going in there and you're grabbing a TV. You're grabbing Advil. Every one of these incidences, we see that happen over the weekend. When people are jumping on cop cars and bashing in their windows, that's something that they always wanted to do. But you can't just walk up to a police car that's, out in front of Ralph's or a mall and just start bashing the windows. Can't do that. You'd love to, but you can't. But in a situation where people are protesting, quote unquote, and you got 100 people screaming, yelling. Some are mad about Trump. Some are mad about capitalism. Some are just there because it's something fun to do. Some are there because they're paid. And look, there's a cop car. You know what I've always wanted to just bash a cop car's windows in? Yeah. And look, there's an excuse. There's an excuse to be a criminal. So these things aren't organic. There's nothing organic about this stuff. There's nothing organic. And there's nothing American. When you hear the left say, and the protest that was going on, the thugs, the criminals that were committing the violence, when Trump was speaking at this RNC dinner in San Francisco, and every time your Brooke Baldwins or one of these commentators would show these people, these gangsters, these thugs, the host would say they are practicing their First Amendment rights and they're protesting and blah, 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 blah. As if they're, well, they're doing this, and they have a right to do this, and it's very American. That's what they kept saying. It's very American. This is American democracy. While these people are waving Mexican flags. What's American about that? What's American about waving a Mexican flag? What's American about holding up signs that say, make America Mexico again? What's American about that? What's American about that? And I guarantee you, amongst the 100 or 200 people or 300 people in Costa Mesa or out there in San Francisco, I guarantee you there was at least one illegal. I guarantee you there was at least one illegal. And of course, I'm being very conservative with that number. I'm just saying one. Just one. Imagine you have an illegal throwing eggs at a hotel who has an American who's running for president of the United States, who's speaking to a room full of supporters, and you have an illegal throwing eggs at a building. And he's upset because that candidate is saying he's going to take that illegal who's throwing eggs at that building, and he's going to take that illegal and put him on a bus and ship him back to the country that he's from. Bizarre. Isn't that? And again, I'm being conservative with one illegal. I guarantee you there was about 20 or 30 percent of the crowd being illegal, and probably many more that have family members that are illegal. So you have illegals breaking up cop cars, throwing eggs at businesses, their windows, fighting with police, burning American flags, protesting capitalism, and screaming about a guy who says all of you illegals who are right now breaking the law, not just being here, but also throwing eggs and breaking cop windows, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to deport you. I'm going to put you in jail and then deport you. And you have Van Jones and Sally Cohen and all these leftist kooks defending these individuals and calling them great Americans and saying they're exercising their rights. Because that's what we do in this country. It's pretty baffling. Come on, you guys got to admit, it's pretty baffling. It really is. It's pretty baffling. Costa Mesa. I mean, guys, San Francisco, this speech that Trump made, which, by the way, was hilarious, beyond hilarious. I'm going to get some of the – I'm going to have a whole slew of clips tomorrow for us to play. And I know they'll have been 3, 4, 5 days old. But, you know, on the show when we take breaks, we don't have million-dollar sponsors that throw money to us. Not that there's anything against it. I wish we had million-dollar sponsors, but we don't. So instead of having dead air, we play clips. Now, if there's any million-dollar sponsors out there, any million-dollar corporations who want to throw money our way, I'll be more than happy to take it. But until then, we'll play clips. So I know they're old, but it'll be amusing for us. So Trump's speech is hilarious. It was great. Because you had all of these criminals and these gangsters and these thugs and every other name you could come up with for someone doing bad things. Just fill in the blank. Hooligans. Okay, hooligans. They were blocking the entrance. And of course, they were like rats. They were like rats. Where somebody controlling the rat would put a piece of cheese down and get the rat to run through a maze because they would have the cheese at the other end. So it'd be cheese at one end and the rat would run there, and then you put the cheese at the other place and then the rat would run it. That's what these gangsters were doing. So they were all blocking the front or standing in front of the Hilton entrance. And at one point, they crashed the barricade, busted through police, and started banging on the front door. And they all should be lucky. They should all be very thankful that the San Francisco police didn't take out batons and start beating the crap out of them. You know, the CNNs and the MSNBCs, the Van Joneses, the Sally Cohens, all these leftist, horrible, horrible human beings always seem to leave out the fact that, yeah, protesting is an American thing. And it would help if when you're protesting, you're actually American, but we'll pretend that is not part of the debate at this second. But protesting is supposed to be done off private property. Like, that's the law. Once you go onto private property, you are now trespassing. You are now breaking the law. And if you start banging on a window, you're trying to break an entry. That's what you're trying to do, breaking an entry. You're breaking the law. And once you get onto private property and start throwing eggs, you're committing vandalism. I mean, the Costa Mesa gangsters and the San Francisco gangsters all could have been arrested. All could have been billy clubbed. All could have been pepper sprayed. They could have had paddy wagon buses pull up and load these people in. Because the minute you bust through a barricade and you go from public to private property, you're breaking the law. So you hear the commentators talking about, well, this is Americans practicing democracy, and every once in a while you would hear somebody that they're talking to say, well, yeah, Brooke, but, you know, there's a fine line when they cross from public property to private. And then you would hear the Brooke Baldwins and the Sally Cohens and the Van Joneses go, oh, yeah, of course. But, you know, so they would downplay that. They would downplay it. So the people at home, the really, really low information not voter, but just low information human being who looks at that and goes, oh yeah, they're just protesting. Because of course, the person on television isn't saying, look, they're throwing eggs. Wow. Look, let's show a picture of them burning an American flag. It's very un-American. Yeah, it's legal, but it's un-American. So when these gangsters would hear there was activity at another door or something might be happening, you would see, you know, 100, 150 of them all run to the other door. It was like zombies. It's like when you watch Walking Dead and the zombies are trying to get into the building. They're banging on the doors. And the people want to get out because they got to get to the boat that's in that area. So one of them goes, so what I'll do is I'll go to the other side of the building and I'll cut my arm and dangle it out the window and the blood will hit the ground and all the zombies will run. And then all of a sudden they go and do it. The zombies go from that side to this side. So that was going on. These gangsters would go from one side of the building to the other. Remember, a lot of them are illegal. So they're not very educated. There's a lot of stupid people amongst the group, illegal and legal. So they don't know when they're being played. They don't know what they're like, yeah, Donald Trump's going to pull up in his car. And when he pulls up, we're gonna scream at him. He's just going to pull up right in this crowd. Yeah. Yeah, bunch of stupid mother efforts. And the people that organized it were that just, they're stupid. So Trump and his motorcade are driving to the event. And of course, they got the helicopter and they're filming this, you know, the newscopter, and it's on every network. I mean, it's pretty spectacular watching somebody running for president on their way to an event where there's 200 people throwing eggs at the building and burning the American flag. And they're ready to scream and yell and block these threats. And nobody tells these dummies that maybe, just maybe, Donald Trump and his entourage are a little bit smarter than them. Maybe, just maybe. So you see the motorcade pull up on the side of the road, on the side of a California freeway. Not just like a dirt road, but like a freeway. A serious freeway. 6-7 lanes of traffic. Carpool lanes. People flying. And all of a sudden you see Trump pop out with all of this security. They climb over a divider. They basically climb through a fence. You see them walk through the fields and pop up onto a back parking lot or a back entrance to this hotel where they get probably products loaded up and brought to them, you know, for their restaurants or whatever's in there. And then Trump goes in through the back door with about 30 so forth and so on. And you hear the commentator going, oh, look at that. Donald Trump goes through the back entrance. What? Wow, yeah. Gee, smart. Wow, you got a couple hundred thugs and criminals burning American flags and throwing eggs at a building. And like zombies, they're switching from one entrance to another. And Donald Trump and the Secret Service and a bunch of other people went, hey, why don't we just go through a back way? We'll pull over to the side of the freeway. We'll go in through this fencing and none will be none wiser. If that's what they did. they outsmarted the protesters. And then once Trump got into the event and he spoke, one of the most classic lines of all time, he said he felt like he was crossing the border. He said he had to climb a wall, climb through a fence, walk through dirt, mud, but he got to the event. But he definitely knows what it's like to cross the border. Crowd popped. They did. They popped. They cheered. They popped. They laughed. Great line. And that was the protests by thugs, gangsters, evil, evil people that were up to bad things. When you're throwing eggs at windows, when you're breaking police windows, you're burning American flags, you're not being American. You're committing criminal acts. You're basically using the word protester as a subterfuge. You are doing something that is against the law. When you mow down barricades and go from public property to private property, you are trespassing. There's nothing American about anything that these protesters, these gangsters, these thugs, these illegals, there's nothing that they did in Costa Mesa that was American. There's nothing that they did in San Francisco that was American. What they did over the weekend was the most un-American thing you could possibly do. The most un-American thing you could possibly do. And the left somehow excuses it all by saying they're doing this because Donald Trump's words have incited them. And let's remember what those words are. Those of you who are here illegally have to go back to the country you were from. And if you want to come to this country, you have to do it legally. And a lot of you who are illegal are criminals. Some of you are rapists. Some of you are drug dealers. These are the things that the left says justifies breaking police windows, throwing eggs at buildings, and going from public property to private property, and burning the American flag. Yes, that's not illegal, but it's not very American. So that's what the left says is basically justified. A weird, 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 bizarre country we live in, ladies and gentlemen. And if Hillary Clinton is the president of the United States, it's only going to get more weird. It's only going to get more bizarre. And what will be the next thing the left justifies? people being murdered, people being raped, people being assaulted, your homes being broken into and robbed. It's not